This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1765. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded March 19th, Andaman Islands, Anguilla, Bahrain, Brazil, China, Germany, Guyana, India, Indonesia, Iran, Kyrgyzstan, Mexico, Netherlands, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, Russia, Solomon Islands, Spain, Turkey, USA, Uruguay, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Via Alokesh Gupta in DX India, Joe's Jacob has visited All India Radio, Port Blair in the Andaman Islands, he says, for the fourth time, and discovered that the shortwave transmitter is now running only 4 kilowatts, and the schedule is as follows. 2355 to 0300 on 4760, 0315 to 09 UT on 7390, and 1030 to 1700, weekends until 1730, back on 4760. Last week, we reported that the so-called Caribbean beacon on Anguilla was off the air from both its day and night frequencies, March 11th and 12th. And then it came back on March 14th through 17th and was gone again on the 18th. When it's off or when it's on, you may hear a heterodyne from a couple of other stations on 6090. And, of course, when it's off, a much better chance to hear them with less interference, as reported by Brian Clark in New Zealand. Radio Nigeria, Kaduna, he heard March 13th in the clear from 0541 past 0620, while Caribbean Beacon was missing, measured on exactly 6089.87. It had news and commercials. And he says there was slight interference from a second very weak station, 100 hertz higher on 6089.97, later confirmed as Rádio Bandeirantes in Brazil, since it was parallel to 9645.4. I've also heard the later one and identified it the same way. Another follow-up to last week when I mentioned Radio Bahrain on 9745 USB plus carrier. I rattled off a number of times when it had been reported, but actually some of those times were about other stations on 9745. More about it, however, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria put up clips of it when he definitely heard it at 1704 and 1901 UT on March 13th and 14th. And from Maryland, Dan Robinson says, after months of trying, Radio Bahrain coming in here, March 15th at 2200, just above the noise floor, but in the clear, no interference from China, as noted the day before. The Wellbrook 1530 antenna outdoors, mounted with a rotor, makes all the difference. And from the other end of the continent, Balsamaniv in British Columbia says, I've been hearing them very well from the 23 UT hour, but it was not very good after this report on that date from Dan Robinson. Those spurs keep coming out of that big Brazilian transmitter on 11780. At approximately 35 kilohertz intervals above and below. How bad they are varies a great deal from hour to hour and from night to night. However, March 17th at 0532, they were just about the worst I'd ever heard them, not only on 11745 and 11815, the closest and strongest ones, but also on 11710, 11850, and third, fourth, and fifth order spurs, 11675, 11640, and 11605. And now someone else in North America has heard and reported them. In the NASA flash sheet, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin says, March 10th at 0441, RNB, not only on 11780, but 11745 and 11815. The spurs were distorted and clearly parallel on peaks. They were very strong, S7 or 8, almost 10 kilohertz wide. He says Glenn Hauser often reports these spurs, however, they are not consistently audible here, but tonight they are very strong. Corruption scandal at China Radio International. Keith Verone in Taiwan says CRI is under the microscope. President Xi Jinping is on a corruption crackdown, going after every part of the government, including CCTV, Xinhua, and CRI. A friend at CRI tells me in the last 3 weeks, another 18 managers have been suspended for using state funds for personal gain. The head of the CRI motor pool was caught using cars with friends for a private taxi service using the Uber app. Another manager at CRI Television, which no one has ever seen, has been caught using equipment for producing porn movies sold online through a Chinese website. Two more vice presidents have been caught submitting over $300,000 in receipts from lady bars. A manager was thought to have taken $1 million over 5 years to pay for a bar that he owned in Beijing, where seven women from Vietnam were working, and paid bribes to the local police station. The head of CRI Publishing Company was discovered to have his hand in the till, skimming nearly $250,000 over 2 years. One was the owner of a ghost company that provided visas to anyone who would be willing to pay $300 for one. A team of investigators has set up an office on the sixth floor of China Radio International. This is only the tip of the iceberg. Just before New Year, some managers were caught organizing sex parties for leaders of CCTV and CRI. Keith Verone concludes there is a new blackout, but it seems to have no effect. Sina Weibo, the Chinese version of Twitter, has people posting about this there. The A15 shortwave broadcasting season does not start until March 29th. But to get a head start, I'll be mentioning some new schedules involving English broadcasts in particular, such as Deutsche Welle. Not much left, they're all to Africa from various sites, no longer Rwanda, as they will be closing down their own relay there just before A15 starts. Stephen Luce in Houston, Texas, apparently has been consulting the new A15 HFCC schedule, now available, showing as follows. English hours from Deutsche Welle. At 04-9800 via Madagascar and 15-275 via UAE. At 05-06, 7425 via South Africa and 15-275 switches to Madagascar. And at 07-08, 15-275 via France and 15560 via Ascension. At least they've retained all three morning transmissions in English. And I think some of these, if we're awake, should be well audible in North America. The reactivated Voice of Guyana continues to put in a detectable signal here most nights on 3290. But in the NASA flash sheet, Mike Nikolic in Illinois says on March 15th at 0505 to 0520, what a pleasure to hear VOG almost as strong as CHU Canada on 3330. At English News and many IDs. He says, I need to get a recording. Well, I wonder if those IDs were for Voice of Guyana or for what they're usually relaying after 04, the BBC World Service. In ODXA, Theo Donnelly in British Columbia reports on at least two evenings, March 15th and 16th, from around 0130 until 02, the Vivid Bharati service of All India Radio was heard on 9830 as well as the usual 9870. It could well be a punch-up error for 9380, where there was no sign of them. Not listed on 9830. Signal strength on the mystery frequency has always been way higher than the transmitter on 9870. And this was also reported by Zaharis Liangas in Greece. Until the severe geomagnetic storm hit March 17th, we were enjoying relatively good reception of All India Radio's general overseas service on 13710 starting at 1330 UT. Although it lasts a sesquihour, the final hour is blocked by an even stronger signal from China Radio International. About those two remaining Indonesians on 90 meters we mentioned last week, I was hearing 3345, slightly below that frequency, RRI Ternate, fading out about 1300 UT on March 12th. And also reported by Tim Rado in Iowa, March 14th, around 1230 UT. And the other one, 3325 RI Palankaraya, Ron Howard reports, as of March 17th, it was last heard on March 11th. Until there was an open carrier on the 17th, from 1138 past 1402, but never any audio. The frequency was exactly 3324.886. Via Wolfgang Büschel at BCDX, here's the A15 schedule, effective March 29th, for Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. In English, there are four broadcasts lasting about an hour each and starting at the odd time of 20 minutes past the hour, so they can get all the preliminaries out of the way, including Quran reading, to start the news on exactly the half hour, which in Iran is the top of the hour. The so-called Voice of Justice, as only the North American service is named, at 0320 on 11780 and 13650. That sounds very familiar. They were doing the same thing last summer. And 11780, of course, is a horrible choice as it collides directly with a super signal from Brazil, which Iran apparently has never figured out. 1020 UT, 17640 and 17820. 1520 on 11640 and 13780. And 1920 on 9400, 9715, 11885, and 11985. By the way, that 13650 on the North American broadcast might also have some interference from Voice of Korea. Here's one way to be sure you have heard Kyrgyzstan. Find the same programming in parallel on two frequencies, one of them very odd, exactly 4010. The other is 4820.86, as measured by Acker Peterson in Denmark, heard March 13th and 14th, both of them signing on at midnight UT. One of them heard for 25 minutes, and the other for an hour and 25 minutes, with the Kyrgyz Radio 1 program, also known as Krasnaya Rechka, with a fanfare. That name sounds suspiciously Russian. Beware of Tibet on 4820, closer to on frequency, which being quite a bit further east will fade out earlier. With a bit of help from the Aurora, I was getting the Monterey station on 570 over KLIF in Dallas, March 18th at 0551. It's XEBJB. And giving a full ID, it appears they have a new identity, Nueva Vida 570 AM. That means new life, suggesting it is a stealth Christian format. Night power is supposedly only 500 watts, and it was making a sesquihertz subaudible heterodyne with KLIF. Shortly after the geomagnetic storm began, I think, March 17th at 0548, I was getting a station in Spanish, mixing with KWKH Shreveport on 1130. By 0604, it became clear from an ID that it was deep inside Mexico at Toluca, Mexico State, next to the federal district, XETOL, since the ID was La Comadre, La Nueva 1130 AM. Comadre literally means midwife, as in co-mother. Maybe it alludes to helping to birth wonderful new programming. And I found, thanks to Google Translate, if it were Portuguese, the primary meaning of comadre would be bedpan. Thanks to Marty Delphine in Madrid, Spain, who says, it seems like TVDX from Mexico may soon be a thing of the past. The government of President Peña Nieto wants the entire country switched from analog to digital by December 31st. But that could be a massive feat, with 45% of Mexicans still owning an analog TV set. The pre-government has already started handing out digital TVs to poorer households. Mexico could also replicate what they did here in Spain 10 years ago when the switch was announced and offer digital converters during the transition period before all stations had to make the change. Nevertheless, the two broadcasting companies, Cadena Tres and Grupo Radio Centro, which won new licenses, are complaining they have no choice but to go on the air in digital, even though the government might extend the analog period. And he forwards a story from his newspaper in Madrid, El País, headline, Mexico breaks TV duopoly by handing out new broadcasting licenses. We have a lot more about the digital transition in Mexico in just about every issue of DX Listening Digest, thanks to Ramey's blog at WTFDA. Via AM, FM, satellite, internet, and shortwave, this is World of Radio 1765. Consult our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.com. It seems our site hosting expenses are going up, so voluntary donations are appreciated more than ever. Thanks this week for financial support from Kevin Crouch in California, who sent a check in the mail to World of Radio, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Greg Gris tells us that the mighty KBC from Netherlands, transmitted via Now in Germany, will extend its schedule to North America by 1 hour, starting in April, midnight to 03 UT on 7375. I assume, as usual, they will not make their summer frequency change to 9925 until the first week in May. Other publicity says that at the same time, as of April, they are dropping their Saturday broadcast to Europe on 6095, but will continue on Sundays only. Time for that will be 08 to 15 UT, according to Ivo Ivanov. With the Radio Australia and the ABC suffering drastic cuts by the Australian government, we might not expect to hear something like I heard from New Zealand instead. Reports extremely critical of the Australian government over treatment of asylum seekers detained on Nauru and elsewhere. Thousands of letters to the detainees were intercepted and returned to senders, among other complaints. This was Saturday, March 15th, after 13 UT. It turns out this is a weekly Pacific magazine program called Tagata o Te Moana, a strange Maori name even though it's in English. One of several shows New Zealand carries about Pacific news. Certainly an excellent source for it, and reception is good here, starting at 13 UT on 9700. Torsten Hallmann in Germany, who maintains the Africa list, has been attempting to make sense of what's happening at the Voice of Nigeria. He was wondering if it was completely defunct. For about a week, he could not receive it at all. Most mornings, nothing on 15120, the evening DRM transmission on the same frequency, and the Hausa segments on 9690 and 11770, both on the low side, had been missing when he checked. He also had been trying to decode the DRM broadcasts, but no success since January, though the signal was strong. They had mostly recorded tapes in recent months on that frequency. If any live broadcasts were aired, the audio was very low. So both sites, Ikorodu and Abuja, seemed to have severe problems. However, on March 17th, after 2000, he found a 9690 variable was not on the air, but the other frequency, 7255, had news in French with much improved audio. Totally in the clear after 21 UT. It went into some undocumented language later on, concluding with a terribly dull version of the terribly military-sounding anthem at 21:59, signing off an hour earlier than listed everywhere. As for Nigeria None, the Hamada Radio International service, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says, the 19:30 to 20 UT broadcast via Germany on 11865 Monday through Friday has been canceled after March 13th. However, Jose Miguel Romero in Spain, we're glad to see him active again, reports the morning broadcast from Habana Radio on 7350 in Hausa was still heard on March 14th at 0540. Hamada Radio International does come and go a lot, I guess, depending on inadequate sporadic funding. Tim Rado in Iowa reports Radio New Ireland, Papua New Guinea, somewhat audible, around 12:30 UT, March 14th, in spite of ham interference and weak modulation, 3905. It's also reported by Rudolf Grimm in Brazil, but using a remote receiver in Finland, March 14th at 21 UT, in Pidgin with Pop Songs and Presley. On March 15th, Alan Rowe in England says, I just tuned in to this week's From Russia with Love. Vasily and Natasha signed off, suggesting it was the last edition of the program in the current series. And links to their past shows disappeared from the Sputnik webpage, although they are still available. He says, I'll be really sorry if this is true. It's the best program on Sputnik. Walt Salmaniev agrees, I second it. It was the only Russian show without overt disinformation, a truly down-to-earth and human show. I was even a guest of the program 3 summers ago. In person, Vasily and Natalie are every bit as kind and gracious. If it is the end, I would surmise that the show is not reflecting the new anti-Western view of Putin's Kremlin. On shortwave, From Russia with Love is broadcast only by WRMI. I caught the broadcast March 17th. Toward the end, when Vasily was introducing the final song called Radio Silence, hinting that something would happen in March. This must have been an earlier show from February. He said it was number 200. The times on WRMI include, or have included, Tuesdays at 21 UT and Wednesdays at 21:30 on 15770 and 7570. Ron Howard in California reports about Solomon Islands on exactly 5020. After a special extended schedule with tropical storm info on March 11th, it was back to normal on the 12th. National anthem and closed down at 12:01 UT. Also heard by Harold Sellers in British Columbia just before that hour. And then on March 15th, Ron Howard says they were on 9545 instead, late into the night, relaying One Talk FM 96.3, heard from 1305 for more than an hour. Religious songs in English, IDs, good times, great music, and fair reception. Mostly it was just music. March 16th, they were also on 94545, but continued after their normal 0501 sign-off, heard during the following hour, relaying Radio Australia, reporting from Vanuatu about all that Australia was doing to help over there, and parallel but delayed from the 3 RA frequencies. On March 16th, Alan Pennington in England reports to the British TX Club that Radio Happy Isles was again on 9545, fair and clear from tune-in at 0751, still audible at 0840. ID at 0800 is Radio Happy Isles, the voice of the nation, and time check is 7 o'clock before the news. On March 17th, they were back on 5020 at 0720 to 0745, weaker than 9545 had been the same time yesterday, and with interference from Cuba. Via Juan Franco Crespo, a notice from Radio Mi Amigo in Spain that they're testing on the 31-meter band, 9560. But presumably a high-power transmitter in Europe, Saturday and Sunday, March 21st and 22nd, between 09 and 11 UT, offering a brand-new colored QSL card. Via BCDX, here's Turkey's new A-15 schedule in English, and if I'm not mistaken, it's exactly like last summer. The times shift 1 UT hour earlier compared to the winter, but the frequencies look very familiar. 1 hour each at 03-6165 and to North America 9515 at 12:30, 15450, 16:30, 15520, at 18:30, 9785, at 20:30, 7205, and at 22 to North America 9830. The revival of Global 24 I mentioned last week, 2 half-hours on WRMI, turned out to be nothing but more repeats of WaveScan. Meanwhile, there have been a lot of recriminations about what happened to Global 24, especially about what happened to all the money people contributed. I suspect it should have gone to pay off debts to WRMI. Last week I mentioned that Pastor Melissa Scott had suddenly appeared on KVOH 9975 at 04-07 UT, and indeed she did. But she was gone again after 1 week. Apparently that was only a trial run. Someone supposedly running WTWW, presumably by remote control, was not really paying attention. I was hearing dead air on both number one frequencies, 9475 in the daytime and 5830 at night. In fact, it added up to at least 35.6 hours of dead air, including three frequency changes, night to day, day to night, and back. This had terminated finally by March 13th at 1856, when modulation had resumed. Two of the major AM stations in Little Rock, Arkansas, have been off the air for more than a month. KARN 920 and 50 kilowatt KAAY 1090. Haley Prentice in Arkansas confirms for us by monitoring that they are indeed off the air. Can't even hear them in the daytime. KARN has been off since February 1st and KAAY since about February 13th. Discussion groups seem to think the cause is copper theft at both sites. I bet that means somebody tore out their radials. So that opens up 1090 for some DX. I was hearing the mighty 1090 at 0606 UT March 18th. That used to be the slogan of KAAY, and I believe it's still the slogan of XEPRS in San Diego, quote-unquote. But there's another station listed as such, which I think is the one I was getting, KVOP in Plainview, Texas, as it went into Texas overnight from neighbor KRLD. Alan Weiner mentioned that WEGP 1390 in Presque Isle, Maine, has been off the air. And Noel Green in England agrees it used to be an easy copy here in Europe, but not for quite some time. It had a directional pattern aimed at Europe with 10 kilowatts at night. I've been detecting a just barely audible carrier, definitely slightly on the high side of 6125, such as March 15th from before 01 until almost 02 UT. The only thing listed on the air during that hour is the reactivated 300 watts in Uruguay, Radio Nacional. And that's confirmed by Brian Clark in New Zealand, who measured it on 6125.11. He's hearing it daily since March 10th, around 0630 until China opens at 10.01 UT, but Uruguay is usually weak to unusable. Brian Clark also says that Radio Vanuatu was last heard on March 11th at 0935 with cyclone warnings, but not heard since. Ron Howard says he last heard it on March 12th with a reduced signal, but it's now off the air, obviously blown off by Cyclone Pam. Paul Ormondy in New Zealand tells us that all shortwave and medium wave frequencies are off the air, but 3945 is being prioritized for repair. They're trying to jury-rig a linear amp and antenna for the job. A lot of communications infrastructure has been wiped out, as well as some of the FM stations. The KNX hit 8 on March 17th. Boulder had predicted only 5 for March 18th, 28th, and 29th. Solar flux dipping to 95 on the 21st and 22nd, up a bit to 110 March 25th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1765.